Live from NTX News, I'm Molly Quinn. Today marks 5 years since the murder of inventor and entrepreneur Aidan Croft. Seen by many as a visionary pioneer, Mr. Croft was the founder and CEO of Cypher, the company responsible for revolutionary innovations in the field of computer science and sustainable energy. Mr. Croft's body was discovered in his secluded estate in the Sierra Nevada mountains shortly after midnight. The death was the result of a violent attack. Although several guests were staying at his house at the time of the murder, no arrests were made and no charges were ever filed. Authorities continue to insist the investigation is ongoing. When asked for reasons why progress has been slow, the police have cited the unusual circumstances of the crime. To date, a primary suspect has yet to be named. Now for the weather.
From the creator of the Oasis transmissions comes a new original story, Seven Suspects, an audio fiction whodunit. Follow each episode to unravel who's lying, who's telling the truth, and who murdered Aidan Croft. Seven Suspects, coming this summer wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Do you have what it takes to be part of the Oasis team? Do you have the spirit that embodied the pioneers, the pilgrims, the great nautical explorers of the ancient world? Are you tough, savvy, and willing to brave it all in exploration that will not only further mankind, but further yourself? If the answer is yes, then sign up today to become one of the chosen few that will help establish the new Oasis colony. Mankind's first intergalactic settlement. All may apply, but only the best and brightest will be selected. Come join the intergalactic adventure. Come find your place among the stars. It's your destiny, made possible by Oasis.
Science log, entry B4, Dr. Lauren Wood. The number of species and variation of fauna here on Kailus is as diverse as anywhere on Earth. Considering our distance from the equator, it is likely the biodiversity surrounding the Nok is only a fraction of what exists in other parts of this world. It will take science generations before we will be able to fully catalogue and classify all species. Based on initial findings, the organisms encountered here may prove our known system of taxonomy obsolete. While some animals closely resemble what can be found on Earth, they also possess some feature or attribute that makes them altogether alien. Scales where there should be fur, lack of a tail or extra pair of legs or eyes. The most common animal we've encountered are herbivores, docile bovine creatures that make periodic visits to graze in the fields outside our colony walls. They are larger than our bison, standing nearly 2 meters in height, but are of a similar appearance. They are ungulates, but unlike Earth buffalo, they are completely hairless, and their skin is dark grey. None of them demonstrate any fear of our presence here. The discovery of soil disruptions and small holes throughout the field could suggest the presence of burrowing creatures, such as gophers or mice. I've discovered what appears to be the eggs and nests of reptiles. Collected skin indicates the presence of snakes in the grasslands. It is still unknown as to whether they are venomous. To date, there's been no sign of an intelligent life like us.
Well, Log entry 3-TAC-477, Alpha, Caldwell, Liam. The search party returned late this morning. They didn't find Annabelle, but they discovered her backpack near Delta Point. Considering the distance, it's unlikely she could have wandered that far. Which means something in those woods took her. With this in mind, I've doubled our security watches and ordered the construction crews to work round-the-clock shifts until the perimeter fence and gate is completed. If something has taken her, we need to be ready if it returns. The backpack wasn't all the search party found. They'd also discovered one of our crashed drones. One of the members in the search party, a teenager assigned to the welding crew, had been able to salvage the memory coin in case it could be useful. I was surprised. Oasis technology is in no way simplistic. I told Cash, send the coin to Dr. Wood. I told him to send her the welding wunderkind, too. I had barely dismissed them all before news of the backpack had begun circulating through Colony. Annabelle's disappearance alone gave us all legitimate cause for concern, but the fact she remains missing has only fed the colony's fear. Rumors and theories are starting to swirl. This afternoon, I overheard talk about the forest being haunted. Everyone is casting wary glances towards the trees. Some people are claiming to see things. Twice today, false alarms were sounded because someone thought they saw something move in the tall grass or a flash in the sky. We're all jumpy. I know I need to keep people calm, so I've established new rules. I've instituted a curfew. No one is to be up after dark unless they are assigned to a security watch. I've suspended all collection parties indefinitely, as well as any agricultural and mining expeditions. Once the supply shuttle arrives tomorrow, we can determine a better course of action. Until then, it's lockdown.
Hey girls, ladies, gentlemen, to all my fans and all my haters out there, I know you're listening too. Welcome, it's your boy, Ty, and this is TyCast. Happy to be recording my very first episode for you from the other side of the galaxy. That's right, I'm finally here on Kylo speaking to you from the famous new Oasis colony. Many of y'all thought I was crazy for doing this. You're all like, why are you throwing away your awesome life? You're a celebrity, you have it all, blah blah blah. But it's really simple. This is the greatest adventure of our lives. This is the new frontier. And I came here to experience it, and to document it all. To document it for you all. And that's why your courageous hosts, your heroes, said goodbye to the Earth fame and struck out on this grand adventure. You are welcome. So, I have plenty to get you guys caught up on, but before I do, don't forget to do the decent thing and like, subscribe, follow, and share this content. It's right there on the widget bar and takes no time at all, so just be cool and do it. Anyways, like I was saying, I'm recording for the new Oasis colony. People here call it the NOC for short, but I've dubbed it the new OC. We'll see if that catches on. I don't know. First, let me say that whatever you were picturing is probably wrong. There's no space helmets or big glass dome on a cratered rock. I mean, this place looks more like the Oregon coast than it does Tatooine or Mars. The buildings themselves are temporary, that's what I've been told, and I hope it's true, because they're pretty goddamn crude. Most of them are made up of shipping containers, tarps, a few shoddily erected metal tough sheds. It's more junkyard than Star Trek right now. But it's got the basics. There's a barracks where almost everybody sleeps, including yours truly. That's the biggest structure. Think bunk beds, think standing in line for showers, think loud snoring, think smells, terrible, terrible smells. And there's a mess hall too. It ain't big, only a few tables, but I've made friends with the cook, he's a fan, so shout out to Milo, and the food is pretty legit. Because the security details work in shifts, the mess hall is the only location that's always busy. There are 4 meals a day every day here. That's about 1 every 4 to 5 hours. We're not growing any food of our own yet, so everything Milo makes is freeze-dried or from a can. Still, it's pretty good considering what he's working with. There's also a laboratory, a hospital, a makeshift hangar which doubles as the armory, and even a church. Don't get me started about that. It's very utilitarian here. Not much to speak of in terms of the arts. There's almost no fashion. Everyone wears the same bland-colored jumpsuits, including myself. And that's the new OC in a nutshell, I guess. And while I wanted to give you guys the lay of the land, that's not the biggest news to share. You see, there's already been a major incident here that's got everyone worked up. Someone went missing yesterday. Another colonist named, Jesus, I forgot her name, but anyway, she up and vanished not far from the colony. Just like that, I'm not even kidding. I intend to make it my mission over the next few episodes to get to the bottom of this mysterious disappearance. And you will be right here with me each step of the way. God, I've only been here a few days, and I've already had this gem land in my lap. What luck! I know Artie, my producer, will be thrilled. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, kids, be good. Once again, be sure to like and subscribe. Tie out.
Hey, bud. You'll be glad to hear I made it back to the Knock, all right. Although I have to say that I didn't sleep much last night. But I'm happy to report I've been taken off the labor details and assigned to the labs. And it was all because of that crashed drone I told you about. You remember the one we found buried in the mud? Well, on the way back this morning, I convinced Cash to let me pull the memory coin. I figured the flight data might prove useful to somebody. Cash didn't want to be in the forest any longer than we needed to, but it only took me a couple of minutes. When we got back, Governor Caldwell met us at the gate. Cash told him about the drone. Next thing I know, I'm getting reassigned to work with Dr. Wood. No more construction for me. I'd never met Dr. Wood before today, but I had seen her around the colony. It was hard to miss her. There weren't many scientists here, so her orange jumpsuit made her stand out among the rest of us. I can't say she was over-enthusiastic to meet me. In fact, she barely looked up from her microscope when I introduced myself and showed her the coin. Her background is in biology, but I guess the governor has been dumping every science-related problem in her lap. But the cold reception didn't bother me. In fact, if anything, I'm more excited to lend a hand. You and I both know that I'm a damn sight better at microprocessors and code than I am at welding. She showed me an area in the garage with an active console where I could set up and work. She only had 2 rules for working in her lab. The first is to stay out of her way. The second is to stop calling her Dr. Wood. Her name is Lauren. I promised her it wouldn't be an issue.
Log entry 3-TAC-481-Alpha, Caldwell, Liam. This afternoon, I paid a visit to the last 2 people who saw Annabelle alive. Marie Tanner, who was her companion in the collection party, and Gerard Gordon, Annabelle's husband. Marie is a member of a small religious group that have established a church here on the colony. They call themselves the Children of the Stars. Most of their number came on the second wave. Although their customs and behavior are somewhat unusual to the rest of us, each member in their order is still a valuable contributing part of our colony. I've been concerned, however, by some of the talk I've heard recently from their members, that Annabelle's disappearance was preordained, that it's evidence of judgment from the gods.
I found Marie in the makeshift tent their order refers to as the chapel. She's young, about Annabelle's age, and wears the black robes that are typical of her church. Like the others of her order, her manner is solemn. She was with Amos Moreau, who is the cult... who is the group's spiritual leader. He appeared protective of her and didn't leave her side. Her account was straightforward. Like most collection teams, she and Annabelle had been assigned to gather flora near the forest edge. Marie had stepped aside to pray, as their custom dictated. When she finished, Annabelle was gone. There had been no sound, no cry. Marie said she had called for Annabelle several times, but after no response, had grown afraid, and that's when she ran back to the colony. I went to speak to Gerard next. This conversation was less helpful. His regular assigned detail was in the kitchens, but since the disappearance, Gerard had volunteered for extra duties. I found him working the second shift on the perimeter wall. He was lugging scrap metal from the base of the fence to the top where the welders set it in place. He didn't say much at all, and I didn't press. He didn't appear sad. In fact, he wasn't emotional at all. He was focused on his task. I suspected if he stopped, even for a moment, he might break down. I wish I could promise him that we'll find her, assure him of her safety, but the more time I spend on this planet, the more powerless I feel.
Personal log, Dr. Lauren Wood. I spent all day in the lab today. I would have made more progress on my samples if not for the interruption. Some kid, probably not much older than 18, turned up. I thought he might have been lost. He looked like he was a member of the construction crews. He says he was a part of the search party from yesterday and that they found one of the surveillance drones. He showed me the smashed remains of what he says was the drone's memory coin. He says Caldwell reassigned him to my lab. My lab. I showed him the other malfunctioning parts, the robots in Beakle's garage and the Konex box adjacent to the tent, and offered a space on one of the lab terminals. He must have mistaken this hospitality for interest because he launched into a whole explanation of Oasis operating systems programming or something like that. I cut him off before he could really get going. I didn't mean to be so abrupt, but the way he was talking suddenly reminded me of Amy. How she used to go on and on about her robots and the code and the protocols, the way she would light up. I could listen to her talk about it all day and still not have any idea what she was saying. I left the kid to his work and I got back to mine. He was there for another 8 hours before I finally kicked him out so I could get some sleep. If only I could. But I can't sleep. Because now I can't get her out of my mind. A faulty seal. All because of a lousy seal, a piece of rubber no thicker than your little finger. That's why she's not here. It had been Amy's idea to come here. She had this romantic vision of the two of us venturing across the galaxy on this grand adventure. I was hesitant, happy to stay at home in my comfortable labs on campus, but she convinced me. She won me over to the idea. How could I not be excited when I saw how much she was? And now she's not here. All because of something as stupid as a cracked seal on a hibernation tank. She was likely dead before we even left our solar system. 4 years. Before the rest of us woke up upon arrival. Sometimes I tell myself Amy is still back home on Earth. Because that's what it feels like sometimes. You know, that's the last time I saw her. She's back on Earth. And I'm light years away. I don't know if that makes her feel closer or further away. My dear sister, I hope you are well and that this message finds you in good spirits. Things have been uncomfortable here since my last message. People keep badgering me with questions about the woman that vanished a few days ago. As I said before, it was a tragic circumstance, and while I can understand their interest in my account, I can offer them no more than what I already shared with Governor Caldwell. It's true, I was there when she disappeared, but I hold no answers to her whereabouts. I have no explanations. People look to me as if I'm holding something back. It makes me angry. But Reverend Moreau has counseled me on this. He says, they are suspicious because they fear things unknown. It is the same as how they fear our church. Even though we hold the one truth of the universe, they do not want to see it. Annabelle was this way. She was not a believer. You may think me pious, but she was a sinner, a child of the dirt. We were paired together that day at random. There were others I would have preferred to be with. Camilla is of our church, and although she has a frivolous spirit, we work well together. But instead, it was Annabelle. And I didn't want to make too much of a fuss. I could be cordial. We were assigned to gather seeds, berries, and flowers from any plants on the outskirts of the forest. The goal was not quantity, but variety, so that Dr. Wood would have different specimens to analyze later. And, of course, I also gathered the Beru leaf for our own purposes. I did this discreetly, as Reverend Moreau had instructed. As you know, sister, I prefer my silence and thoughtful meditation. Annabelle enjoyed talking, and she required little encouragement from me in her conversation. While we picked berries, she told me about her husband, about their life previously. She told me about her favorite songs, her favorite books. This is only what I remember, you understand. We had been out there for almost 2 hours, and so it was nearing the time of afternoon prayer. I told her I needed a moment and stepped away. I was only a few paces away, with my back turned, kneeling in the tall grass. I had my eyes closed and was speaking my prayer quietly, but I could still hear her. She was singing a song. It was an old song, I think. I remember her voice stopped mid-verse, suddenly, like something had caught her attention. I expected her to resume singing at any moment, but the silence just hung there. When I finished my prayers and turned around, I was alone. I scanned the field, but there was no sign of her. I looked for any movement in the forest, peering into the shadows between the trunks. I called her name, and this is something I didn't tell the governor. Not because I wanted to hide it from him, but because I wasn't sure. I think I heard a voice answering back from the trees. Not her voice. It didn't sound like her voice. It didn't sound like words I recognized. It was a deep timbre and sounded old. It makes me shudder to think about it. I've asked Reverend Moreau about the voices.
I've asked him what it means that Annabelle was taken, and he says that it was her judgment. I think he's right. He's always so right, sister. He's been preaching this in our congregation now. He tells us we must be wary of the other colonists. He says that we are chosen, and they are not. He tells us all to pray and to be devout and righteous, or we might be the next ones to be taken. I know you may not believe, but I think you would be proud of what we are building here. I think you would appreciate what your sister is helping to make in this new world. I know I am proud of my part in this work. Take care, sister. May the stars' blessings shine upon you.